welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, everybody. This is Evelyn Hershkowitz, Reader Services Librarian at the Syosset Public Library. We are on the Turn the Page podcast, and today I have a very, very special guest. One who does a lot more podcasts than we do, and they are all fabulous. So I'd like to introduce you all to Zibby Owens. Now, Zibby wears a lot of hats, just like Pippa in the book that we're going to talk about, Blank, which comes out on March 1st. She's the award-winning podcast host of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. She's the founder and CEO of Zibby Media, which includes the publishing house Zibby Books, online content site, Zibby Mag, Zibby's Book Club, retreats, classes, events, and podcasts, and owners of Zibby's Bookshop, an independent bookstore in Santa Monica, California. And today is their one-year anniversary, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Her previous books include Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, Princess Charming, and two anthologies that she edited. Most of all, she's the mother of four pretty fabulous kids, ages 9 to 16, and wife to Kyle. So thank you so much, Zibby, for being with us. I'm really excited to speak to you. I read Blank. I loved it. It was so much fun. And like you said in the ending, you said, I surely hope you were entertained. And I was so entertained.
Yay!
I loved it. And the reason I reached out to you to interview was I saw that you were upset about getting a review on Goodreads that was just not fair. Let's put it that way. So I reached out to get the book so that I could read it and make sure I gave it a good review. And I did, and I loved it. So thank you so much for writing this fun book. And if you could just tell everybody what it's about, that would be the best.
First of all, that was music to my ears, what you just said. So thank you for improving my day immeasurably with that feedback. Thank you. I'm so glad you were entertained. Yes. Okay, so my debut novel, Blank, is about a woman named Pippa Jones, who is a busy mom and best-selling author in LA. It takes place over 6 days in LA, and it's what happens when she is 3 years behind on her deadline to write another book and to follow up her bestseller, and she can't think of what to do. And her son says, and she has only 5 days to hand it in, and her son says at dinner, you know, why don't you just hand it in blank? And she thinks, oh my gosh, what a great idea. It'll be a commentary on the publishing industry, the way that a blank canvas is a commentary in the art world, and it'll make a statement and all of this stuff. So she decides to do it. And that one decision sets all these other things in motion in her life and turns things upside down.
Right. It certainly does. And it was just fun. It was everything about it was fun. And obviously, you know a lot about the publishing world. So you were able to portrayed and put it in the book. And as Kirkus said, which I'm sure you were thrilled when you got the Kirkus review.
Yes.
It says, Owens clearly understands the publishing industry, an enjoyable read full of book industry antics and plenty of dramatic surprises. And there were.
Yes.
There definitely were dramatic surprises. It's what makes a book fun. And in this day and age, we want something fun. We need something to make us feel good. And it did. It definitely was a feel good book.
So I'm so glad.
Now, what's your road to getting this published?
Well, I've been trying to sell a novel for my entire life, and now I'm 47 and I'm finally doing it. So somebody earlier asked me today, like, well, what made you turn to fiction? I'm like, I've literally been writing fiction since I was 8. But anyway, now I finally have published fiction, which is something different altogether. This particular book, I had published Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature. It was about to come out. And the whole time I was emailing my editor, Carmen Johnson, who I adore, different ideas for a novel that I wanted to write. I have ideas all the time. They're not always good, but I always like to share them and pitch them. So, you know, in fact, some of the funny ideas for books I decided not to do or even in blank as proposed ideas. But I kept pitching her different concepts. And then I thought my husband thinks it was him, but my son and I both think it was my son, but that's okay. Somebody thought of this idea of the blank book, and I thought that was a great idea to base a whole novel off of, and I could have so much fun doing that. And So I pitched this idea to Carmen and she loved the idea. And then I put an outline together and some sample pages and she bought it. And so I had the luxury of writing it with the contract in place and having her as a resource. In fact, I wrote the first 30,000 pages and I was like, okay, well, I'm done. I got to the end. And she's like, no. This is like half a book. I'm like, right, but I told the whole story I had planned on telling. So then I had to go back and sort of add all these extra layers. And so every time I added a layer, more things happened. So it just kept getting more interesting.
Are any of the characters based on people you know?
I'm really not the best at physical descriptions of characters. And so I base what they look like on actual people and try to describe them. Because describing people who don't exist is even harder. Yeah. So I have what they look like in mind from actual people, but their personalities, absolutely not.
Okay, good. Good on some of them, not everybody. Some of them are good. Some of them are very good people, but not everybody is so good.
Yep, not everybody is so good.
And one thing that you and I have in common, I love chocolate covered almonds.
Oh my gosh. I almost grabbed a handful on my way up to do this podcast, but I was like, I don't have time to even unscrew the top of this box and eat them before this podcast. So yes, love.
You made Pippa eat chocolate covered almonds in the book. And I remember as I was reading it, I wrote down, talk to Libby about chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes, I do. I love chocolate covered almonds. I feel like maybe they're healthy. I don't know. I feel a little less guilty.
You know? Right, exactly. You definitely feel a little less guilty. As somebody who's been watching their weight since they're 10 years old, me.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Basically, chocolate covered almonds, you don't feel as guilty. But then if you look and read the calories, like Trader Joe's almonds, chocolate covered almonds, you're like flabbergasted about how healthy they really are. So.
I know. It's all an illusion. It's an illusion of good health, but
I'm glad you put that in there. It was I related very well to that. I really did. So what was your writing process like? How do you have time to write? When do you have time to write?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm flying to LA today and I'm working on another novel. So my plan is to spend 6 hours today writing. My goal is like to write another 2,500 words today and 2,500 words tomorrow of another book. The answer is I don't have time and I need to make more time because I love doing this and I want to keep doing this. I have to do it in big chunks of time. So for nonfiction writing or essays, I can do it anywhere. I could do it, you know, like Dr. Seuss on the floor, in the car, like anywhere, you know, anywhere. I could write upside down from the ceiling, I could write. But fiction, I need a big chunk of time, which is very hard to come by. So I have to block it off in my calendar. And in my head, it's almost like 15 days or 15 big writing sessions. I could have enough that I could do the rest where I don't need the quiet as much. So I need to get a big chunk of it out. And then it's much easier for me to edit than it is to like come up with the whole thing. So then I'll just go back and back and back again. I did it over time. I took a day off of work. I mean, I have to put that in quotes because I mean, I can't really ever take a day off of work because it's everything. My entire life is my work and I love that. But I blocked myself on, I told my whole team and I said, you know, I have to write the last 20,000 words in one weekend. So I blocked off a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I wouldn't allow myself on Instagram and I just got it done.
Okay, good. Good. It's tough. It's tough to do so many things at once, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, we all do so many things. Yeah. I mean, this is life, right? We're all doing a million things every day. And that's part of why it was fun to write the character of Pippa and Blank, because everybody is stressed. Everybody is balancing things and juggling things and, you know, being like, seriously, this? You know, that's like life. So yeah, we're all just overwhelmed.
And why did you base this book in California and not New York?
Oh, because I wish I'm there when I'm not there. That's like, that's where I want to go in my creative life. Mm-hmm. So.
You'd rather be in California, huh? In the sunshine, not the snow.
I mean, I love New York. I am a native New Yorker. I will always be here, but I like to escape. And a novel is an escape. So a novel set here, I could. I mean, I have. That's one of the unpublished ones, but
okay.
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. Well, maybe now if this one, when it comes out on March 1st and it's successful, they'll look at your other ones and say, we're going to do a
no. Checklist. Nobody's looking at those. Thank you very much. No, no, thank you.
Okay. Well, you practiced.
Yes, I practiced.
You did a lot of practicing. Mm-hmm. The way they say you have to do it, you have to get to Carnegie Hall is to practice, practice, practice.
That's right.
Two of my favorite authors both have quotes from your book. You have Annabel Monaghan, who you also mentioned in your book. Your good friend.
I love her. I love Nora Gozoff's script. Right. I loved it.
And same time next summer was also great.
Yep. Yep.
Her books are really good. But she said, leave it to Zibby Owens to write a novel about a lovable woman single-handedly disrupting the publishing industry. Blank explores marriage, parenting, friendship, and the competitive hijinks of the book trade with the perfect amount of wit and light touch humor. I devoured this book in a single sitting. So that was nice. And then the other one is Carly Fortune, who I will be talking to in about a month or so on her new book, which I absolutely loved. And she said, Zibby Owens is a tremendous champion for writers, and it's thrilling to see her own storytelling shine in this smart debut novel about marriage, motherhood, and finding a purpose. Blank is a romp through the publishing world and a delightful gift to book lovers. Aww. So that was very nice of her also.
That is so very nice.
They're both really good authors. I love their books. They're very popular here at the Syosset Library, I could tell you.
Oh,
that.
Good.
They will. And I will make sure that we have your book on order, of course.
Thank you.
I'll make sure to get that in the hands of our patrons. I know plenty of them that are going to like it. And
thank you.
Enjoy reading it. So, yeah.
That's really the secret sauce, right? Yeah. Just somebody liking it, somebody recommending it, librarians, booksellers,
yes. Word readers. Of mouth is very important. It really is.
Yes.
It really is. We will definitely be handing this to our readers.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm sure you'll have a big display at the bookstore, huh?
Oh my gosh. I know. We haven't talked about how we're going to do it yet, but.
Oh, really? It's only 3 weeks away.
I know. Well, we'll put it on the table and in the window and, right. You know, our store is tiny. There's not too many opportunities, but I'm trying to make some blank notebooks in time and.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Make it fun. And
that's fun. So. Yeah. That definitely sounds like fun. Definitely. Are you going on tour? What are you doing to promote it?
Oh, yes. I am going to like 20 different states all over the country over the next 6 months.
States you haven't been to?
Yeah. Like I've never been to Kansas City and, you know, Bloomington, Indiana. And I'm excited. Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I'm going to lots of places. Some I've been to, some I haven't been to. And it's not just for blank, but it's also to tell people all about what we're doing with what we're calling the Zibbyverse, which is, you know, the publishing house, the retreats that we do, the events, the book club, the classes, like just being a part of this book loving universe. And so I want people to know about that too.
That's great. Did you ever think of becoming a librarian?
I didn't. But actually, I've been thinking about it more lately. Why did I not think about it? I think I was so dead set on trying to be a writer, and I didn't realize that would be so hard until I was like in college, when I was like, there are no jobs where you're just a writer after college. So my head was always on that side. I did intern once at a magazine, but I mean, I want to be a librarian now. I have a library card here next to me in my office.
it's a good, definitely a good profession. There's absolutely, I have no complaints. I'm glad I did it. I've been wanting to do it since I was 10 years old. I used to help the librarian in elementary school.
That's amazing.
It took me a lot. You know, I had a different career before. It took me a long time to actually do it, but I'm so glad I did. I get to read and talk to authors like you. So fabulous. I mean, you're already doing it and you're not a librarian. So you're an honorary librarian.
Oh, thank you. I love that. Thank you so much.
Not that I have the power to do that, but we'll pretend.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
So you said you're writing another book. Was it purchased already?
I'm going to be announcing that very soon.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I'm glad. I'm very happy for you. That's just wonderful. If it's something you've been wanting to do your whole life. So
Thank you. I know. Now I'm like, but wait, I want this to be my job, but I have five other jobs. So, trying to figure out how to carve out a life that makes any sort of sense time-wise and
Because
energy-wise.
a lot of authors, that's their main job. That's
I
it.
know. I know. I'm
They get
like,
to do that all the time. They don't have to do all the other things you're doing.
you know what? I couldn't do that though. I have trouble like I do best when I have a lot of things going on. So if I only had the book to write, I would have a harder time writing it than like doing a lot of other things and fitting it in. This is actually the best way for me. But maybe it's a little, maybe I went a little too far. But this is the way my brain works best.
And how many podcasts are you doing a week now?
Since lockdown started in March of 2020, I've done one every single day. So, and then before that, I was doing them twice a week. So I've had 1800 episodes come out. I know it's
Wow.
crazy. So I'm actually now in the process of trying to figure out, version 2.0 of what this podcast should be, what I can keep up, what listeners want, and so I'm rethinking the cadence for sure. It's not going to be as often. But I haven't figured out the new format quite yet, but I'm working on it.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a
Are you
lot.
able, you are not possibly physically able to read every book that you interview the author
I cannot read every book start to finish. There would be no
for?
way. But I read some of every book,
Wow.
and I skim slash analyze every book. So I know what they're like. I know how much I'm liking them. I know the structure, and I learn about the author, and you can get a pretty good sense of the rest of the book. Not the whole thing. It's not, it's a poor substitute, but the last few years, it's been worth it not to finish a lot, but to read like the first 20 to 50 pages of hundreds of books instead of finishing maybe 50.
Yeah,
So,
no, I there's just no, first of all, with everything you have to do, I don't even know how you have time to read it all.
I know, I know. Well,
It's
I read every single night before bed, no matter what.
like, oh,
Like
okay.
every day. So I always have that time,
Wow.
if nothing else. But
Well, luckily you have a good team around you helping you out, I'm sure, because
yes, I do. I have a great
very
team.
when you first started, were you doing everything yourself though? Were you editing and
Well, I found some sound editors. They're in Canada. I don't know. I Googled sound editor and found them, and I think they're good. No, I'm kidding. I love them. And so they've been with me from the beginning.
okay.
I've always had someone. Right now it's still Chelsea who helps as my producer basically and gets the files where they need to go and da da da. And I have someone helping with the social media piece of it. But in terms of pitches and going through the pitches and getting the books and opening the books and reading the books and then writing them up and picking them out, that's all me. I don't have any help with that.
Wow, that's a lot of work to do. It
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
really is. But you know what? You're a lover of books, and I can understand. I mean, there's
Yeah, it's
nothing better than
fun.
absorbing yourself in. Do you do audiobooks also, though? Not at all.
I do them only, well, I live in New York. I'm not like in the car that much. I don't have like big stretches of time. When I'm like in a place where I'm driving more, I'll start to listen. If I have like a big drive ahead or I'm going somewhere, I'll put on an audiobook. But I just haven't been doing that many of those.
Okay, because that
Doing
helps.
too much email, I
Yeah.
think.
I always have an audiobook and a regular book. I do one of each.
Yeah,
I always
I
have
don't
one
know.
in
In
the
the,
thing.
I can't. I don't know. I really like to hold a book, and
Okay. So
if I can,
you're not an ebook person either. You physically like the print copy.
I do. I'm like one of the only people, I guess. But yeah, that's what
No,
I
I
like.
like, you know what? I can't say what I like best. I love audios, I love print, and I love ebooks. I love them all. So I'm really not sure which one I favor.
Oh, okay. Well,
As
then you're
long as
never
I,
disappointed.
right, no, as long as I have a book, to me it doesn't matter which it doesn't matter. I'm just happy reading the book. So it's all good. It's all good. And you know what other thing in your book that I found funny was how he was his I don't know if I'm going to be giving anything away, so stop me if I am. How somebody she does meet in the book becomes somebody she knew from sleepaway camp. Because it's funny, because you never know when you're going to run into somebody that you went to sleepaway camp with.
I know.
It's funny because my husband's cousin, who we hadn't met in years and years and years. We met her, she was married. The guy she's married to was somebody I went to sleepaway camp
Oh
with.
my
So
gosh.
I cut, you know what I
So
mean? Like, it's
funny.
just so funny. I wasn't great friends like you are.
Yeah, yeah.
You, I'm thinking you're Pippa. Like Pippa was with, you know.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that you never, it's a small world,
It
and you
is a
never
small
know when you get
world.
to run into somebody from sleepaway camp.
Yes, very true. I always warn my kids of this. I'm like, you think that people you meet will never pop up again? They're going to
Right.
be in your freshman class in college. They're going to be where you least expect it, you
Right.
know? So
Right.
just the world is small.
Yeah, no, it is small. And also, when I did go away to school, my sophomore year, some girl that was a year younger than me also ended up at school. Yeah, so you're right. You
Yeah,
never
yes.
know.
You never know. You
She was
never
from
know.
New Jersey and we were all from New York, so it was kind of strange, but you just never know who you're gonna meet.
True,
I
very true.
mean, especially when you travel all the time, you get on a plane, you never know who's gonna be on that plane also. So
Yeah. So always be nice.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That's very, very important. Well, the character of Pippa was very nice.
Good. I'm glad.
She was a nice person. Whose character do you like writing the most in the book? Which character?
I really liked writing Pippa. I was sad to stop writing her.
Is she still with you?
Yeah, I think she's going to have a cameo in the next book. That's what I'm working
Okay.
towards. Yeah.
That's good. People do that. A lot of authors do that. They throw in other characters and
Yeah.
so that you know what's going on with them also later on in their lives.
Yeah.
Just fun. Okay. So I guess the next one takes place in California also, unless she's coming to visit somewhere else.
You
You never know.
never know.
You just don't know. So that's nice that you've congratulations on the book. On the book and on the bookstore being a year. I can't believe it's a year already. That just went so fast.
It went so fast. I know. I would have said maybe 6 months. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's been around for a year. I can't believe it.
What was the planning stage? How long did that take to come together?
Not very long at all.
No.
No, I mean, no, 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I found the space and I was like, okay, let's do it.
How often do you get out there?
Every 6 weeks or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have good managers running the place, I'm assuming.
I have an amazing manager, great events person. I have a great partnerships manager, and yeah. And my husband's out there a lot more, so he'll go. He does a lot of work out there for his job, and he's a producer, so he checks on the store for me and goes
Okay.
to events and
Yeah, events are fun. So are you, is that where you're debuting the book at your store? Is that going to be your first event?
no, it's not actually. I won't be out there. Well, I'm gonna do like a little pre-signing this weekend, and then not let anybody take the books with them. So we'll see how
Oh,
that goes.
okay.
But my first events are here because I'll be in New York then. I'll be, my kids have school. So when they go on spring break, I'll go to LA.
Okay. That sounds great. That sounds great. Yeah, they were nice. They sent me the real copy, not the advanced reader copy. So I'm
Oh,
like
good.
very excited that I have that.
Oh, yay. Yeah, looks good.
It's really nice. I like the cover.
Take the jacket off, see what happens.
Oh, really? I didn't even
Yeah.
think to do that.
Yeah, take it off.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I won't tell anybody.
I
But I didn't even think to do that.
know
Wow.
that my publisher surprised me.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
that's very nice. What a great idea.
Yeah.
but nobody's going to see it when we cover it. You
That's
know,
okay. That's okay.
when libraries cover it, you don't see what
Yeah, that's all
you
right.
read.
It's
Okay.
okay. You'll know it's there.
I will know it and I'll have to show them my copy. That's all. My patrons that I plan on telling them to read the book. So I'll do it. So now that you're not an audio book person, but the book will be on audio.
It is, yeah.
So you got to pick the audio narrator?
I didn't, but they picked somebody and they felt very confident about it. So I said, okay, fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. Unfortunately, print being printed and published by Amazon, we can't get it on Overdrive.
Oh.
That's how I usually listen to books, but Amazon doesn't sell. For some reason, they don't have a
Oh,
connection.
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of that, but
I wasn't actually, but okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so we can't get it on Overdrive, which is what we use here at the library.
Okay.
You're familiar with Overdrive, right? And Libby. with Amazon and them have not come to an agreement. They don't sell each, Amazon doesn't sell them the books. So unfortunately, that's usually the way I tell everybody that they can listen to it. But unfortunately, I guess they'll have to go to Audible.
Sorry.
Amazon, yeah, which is Amazon's, you know, owned by Audible. Yeah, but did you listen to the narrator, and have you listened to the book at all?
I haven't. They're just sending me the link to it, so I haven't had a chance to hear it yet.
Okay, good. I'm sure it's great. Who do you know who it is? Who the narrator is?
I don't. I was not familiar with the narrator, but I hope. I'm sure she did a great job.
I'm sure she did.
I'm excited to listen to it.
Sure, absolutely. I'd like to. I'm sure I could hear a little sample. They let you do that on Amazon, so I'll give a little listen because I like to. I'm a big audiobook person, so I like to hear the voice.
Yeah.
You know, I read it. You know, I read it in my own voice, but I'd like to hear their voice too. Well, Zibi, it was wonderful chatting with you. I'm so happy to hear that you finally got your debut novel published, and I look forward to everything else you write because I really enjoyed it. Like you said, I was definitely entertained. So, thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Thank you for this really
have
wonderful
a good trip
experience.
Out to California. Are you having
thank
a
you.
Celebration?
We're trying. Yep.
Very good. Yep. It's tonight or?
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for talking to us here at Turn the Page.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to close this chapter, and it was great talking with Zibi Owens. The name of the book is Blank, and it comes out on March 1st, and we will have a print copy here at the library. So please give us a call, and we'll be happy to put it on hold for you. So Zibi, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
Enjoy
it,
your day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.